USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A high-profile world leader testing positive for coronavirus. BBC News is reporting that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received positive test results. Meanwhile, the U.S. now leads the world in coronavirus cases. As of yesterday's official briefing, the U.S. had more than 82,000 cases. That passes both Italy and China. More than 1,100 people have died in this country, most of them with underlying health issues. The $2 trillion coronavirus relief package is expected to get final approval in the U.S. House after unanimous approval on Wednesday by the U.S. Senate. The measure would include one-time payments of $1,200 for millions of Americans and expanded unemployment benefits. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Trevor. Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.